The frontliners play a vital role in the curbing of COVID-19 pandemic in Malaysia and all over the world. The doctors and other medical staffs who are working closely in treating COVID-19 positive cases should be protected from the viral infection while screening patients. Following the paramount role played by healthcare personnel in the front lines, Malaysians are coming up with new innovations to help protect the frontliners. One of the innovations that made headlines today is called the i3 South Cubicle. The i3 South Cubicle was a fellow doctor's idea that came into fruition on Sunday, April 5. According to Barita Awani, the cubicle was set up for the first time in front of the Tengku Ampuan Ofsaan Hospital (HTAA) emergency unit. This brilliant innovation was the achievement of Dr. Ahmed Kamaralzaman, and it only takes one day to be completed. i3 South Cubicle is white in color and it costs approximately RM13,000 to be produced, the Star reported. The acronym i3 South stands for I isolate, 3, examine and S, sampling. According to the Star, Dr. Ahmed developed the cubicle with the intention to help healthcare personnel from continuously worrying about the risk of virus transmission while taking samples from suspected individuals. The i3 South Cubicle is effective in separating medical officers from the patient during sampling, such as when performing throat swabs. It is also equipped with good ventilation, said Dr. Ahmed via the Star. The installation of this cubicle in HTAA enabled Dr. Ahmed to monitor the effectiveness of the innovation following the implementation of the Movement Control Order, MCO. Dr. Ahmed's innovation has received support from various government bodies and organizations such as Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation and the Health Ministry. Since the installment of i3 South Cubicle, Dr. Ahmed and his team have received requests to produce more cubicles for healthcare facilities, especially in COVID-19 red zones. However, the team is currently looking for funding to be able to carry on with production of cubicles. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, Malaysia's rank for COVID-19 is steadily declining with MCO showing promising results. You have reached the end of this story.